Bristol man and a rare old sort was he. With his cutlass and his pistols, heave you ho. With a noble crew of cutthroats, he used to scour the sea, a plundering and a robbing high and low. He swore it was no concern, he didn't give a herdin' about right or wrong on any holy show. He swore that grabbing booty was Britain's foremost duty, wherever she could get it, heave you ho. Heave you ho.
Heave you ho.
Heave you ho.
He
swore that grabbing booty was Britain's foremost duty, wherever she could get it, heave you ho.
Heave you ho.
A smith had a noble soul, and lofty was his pride, with his cutlass and his pistols, heave you ho. He'd watch his beaten foemen jump out into the tide, call you beggars, you had nowhere else to go. And hanging from his lanyard were Portuguese and Spaniards, and beaten Frenchmen jumping to and fro. Right along the blazing story shone illumined in England's glory, Pirate Smith of Bristol, heave you ho. Heave you ho.
Heave you ho.
He swore that grabbing booty was Britain's foremost duty, wherever she could get it, heave you ho.
Heave you ho.
But accidents will happen even to heroes such as he, with his cutlass and his pistols, heave you ho. He was standing at his capstan, as happy as could be, hoping soon to have another prize in tow, when a whistling Spanish bullet came and cut him in the gullet, and very sad to say, laid him low. He was only 97, but his soul has gone to heaven, to rest on Nelson's bosom, heave you ho. Heave you ho.
Heave you ho.
He swore that grabbing booty was Britain's foremost duty, wherever she could get it, heave you ho.
Heave you ho.
Heave you ho.
Heave you ho.
He swore that grabbing booty was Britain's foremost duty, wherever she could get it, heave you ho.
Heave you ho.